This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. Most people know the Federal Emergency Management Agency for the work it does after a disaster strikes, but in a tiny town in the rural Ozarks region of southern Missouri is seeing the other side of FEMA, the side that provides assistance before a disaster strikes. Jennifer Moore of member station KSMU has more.
As black and white Holstein cows graze in a nearby field, dozens of school children in the town of Nyangwa, Missouri, are gathering to watch builders erect a storm shelter next to their school. The shelter walls are already built. They're cement and 12 feet high, forming a perfect circle. The unfinished roof is made of a vinyl material, and crews are getting ready to pump air into the shelter, inflating the roof into a dome shape. Builders will then shoot 4 inches of concrete on the inside of the roof and reinforce it with steel bars, making it virtually tornado-proof. Linda Watts works for the local emergency management office, and she applied for the FEMA grant, which covered 90% of the construction costs.
It was recommended, and we were put in touch with Monolithic Domes in Texas, and it took us 3 years just to get the structure approved.
The new shelter will hold up to 400 people. That's more than the entire population of Nyangwa. Over the past couple of years, the impoverished town has been hit with no fewer than 8 disasters, including one a year ago that killed a resident. Albert Cannon remembers that tornado well. He was on his farm tractor when he saw the tornado approaching.
And I barely got to my house by the time it hit, and the old house was cracking and popping, and it took part of the roof off and blew the windows out, and the house was in probably 5 seconds of just exploding.
Okay, now, so I'm standing right beside the new storm shelter, and they've just turned on the huge fans, these huge generators that are pumping air into the structure, and the roof of it is going up as we speak into a dome structure. The kids next to me, elementary school kids from Nyangwa Public Schools, are pretty excited.
They have just really put this thing together within the last 6 months.
Linda Watts says this is the first time this construction crew has built a monolithic dome shelter using FEMA grant money. The builders screech open the valve on a tank of propane they'll use to heat the insulation lining the roof. The grant program is part of FEMA's pre-disaster mitigation efforts, aimed at lessening a disaster's impact by providing aid before a disaster hits. Butch Kinerney, spokesperson of FEMA's mitigation department, says the grants fund the construction of shelters like this one.
There are oftentimes in places that are more rural where you don't have schools which have been constructed to withstand tornadic winds. You'll see them outside mobile home parks and those kinds of places.
Disaster management experts say the effort makes sense. But Bill Waugh, who teaches disaster management at Georgia State University, says FEMA has underfunded its disaster prevention programs over the past decade. He says all eyes are on the Obama administration, which he hopes will restore FEMA's budget for pre-disaster mitigation.
Currently, the people they're hearing from certainly are veterans of that era, but they're also professional emergency managers who tend to be focused on the mitigation phase.
And if that does become more of a priority, it could lead to hundreds of more disaster shelters like this one going up in communities nationwide. For NPR News, I'm Jennifer Moore.